Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh and me. I want to share a very interesting statistics with you. And the statistics is that for ease of doing business, Andhra Pradesh ranks first. Telangana ranks second. Haryana ranks third. Jharkhand ranks fourth. Maharashtra ranks 13th. But you know what? The maximum investment for business happens in Maharashtra. Delhi ranks 15th, but the second most investment happens in Delhi. So on and so forth. Akhilesh, then comes to the interesting point, the million dollar question. What is all this ranking all about? Why do we have ranking?
My personal opinion is that these are just meant for academic posturing, because rankings worldwide come from what I call a tick-in-the-box approach. These rankings you mentioned have come from the Department of Industrial Planning and Promotion, Industrial Planning, DIPP, and they had their own parameters of ranking. They say they have ranked each state on 372 parameters. And based on those tick-in-the-box, they have given them rankings. So, for example, Jharkhand has a rank number 4. But which industrialist today wants to invest in Jharkhand? But they are ranked number 4 for ease of doing business.
Absolutely.
Similarly, Maharashtra is ranked number 13, which compared to a Jharkhand is a pretty bad rank. But everybody rushes to Maharashtra. Maharashtra still gets more than 40% of the FDI flowing into the country. So how do you match these? So I think the entire ranking exercise is a very academic exercise. They are these armchair professors who have, you know, designed those forms to be filled. Ground realities are different.
It's a foolish exercise, isn't it? See, I'll tell you, we don't say that Andhra is not good. We don't say that Haryana is not good. We don't say Jharkhand is not good. Of course, they're states. They're trying to their best to come. All that is fine. I'm no dispute on that. But the point is that ranking, when we talk about ranking, and if that ranking doesn't directly manifest into investments, then that ranking is a sham.
Agreed. If you give a rank and the man who's supposed to use that rank does not accept it. Suppose I'm a person abroad who wants to invest in India, and you've given these rankings. Number 4 is Jharkhand, number 13 is Maharashtra, number 14 is Odisha. And I don't go to an Odisha, but I go to a Maharashtra with my investment. It means I've rejected the ranks.
Correct.
At the ground level, I have no utility for this ranking. So what is the use of giving rankings which, first of all, do not match the perception of the man at the ground, and also do not match the acceptance of the person who's supposed to use it?
Which means the parameters are wrong.
Which means the parameters are very theoretical.
Correct.
Like for example, last year, the World Bank in its global rankings of ease of doing business, EODB as we call it, gave India a rank of 100. India had jumped by 30 notches. It became a major, you know, claim for fame for the BJP.
Correct.
That we are now 100, we used to be 130, we have jumped 30 notches in 1 year. World Bank praises us, all that was done. Not that 100 is a very proud number to be of, but if the ranking had improved so much, then the flow of investment into India should shoot up. This year, the flow of foreign investment in India, the growth has gone down substantially. In 2017, if the growth in FDI in India was 133%, this year is only 13%. So the perception at the ground did not accept this ranking. So is the case when you give this statistic. Haryana is number 3, but its inflow of money in terms of investments is, I think, 14. So how did that rank of Haryana
so
really
Haryana
matter?
Should be where Maharashtra is,
and Maharashtra
should be where Andhra is, and Delhi should be where Telangana is. Telangana is should be, I don't know where it should be. So
government, it's good they are encouraging this sense of awareness. It's good that something like this is happening, but let it get translated into practice. In practice, this doesn't work that you're telling me.
You know, the reason why we are discussing this topic, Akhilesh, today is primarily to let all of us know that, listen, end of the day, ranking only helps the political dispensation. Whichever is the political dispensation sitting on the top, they say, hey, listen, you know what? Our ranking went up. Moody ranking went up. What happened? How did it benefit us? How did it benefit the GDP? How did it benefit a common man? How did it benefit our economy? Zilch. Nothing. But what a UN cry. Moody ranking went up. And so on and so forth. This has been happening since years. Okay. So the point is, somewhere down the line, ranking means nothing.
You know, I'll support this contention of yours on a different footing also. In 2007-8, when the American economy completely melted down, the banking sector had actually gone bankrupt. Most of the investments that were made by Citibank and the likes who also melted were in AAA and AA rated securities. They were all bogus. So the entire ratings that were given were not genuine.
In fact, the same Moody was questioned by the parliament, by the American Senate.
Yes.
And they were on the docks.
Similarly, in the case of, let's say, ICICI, a lot of the loan accounts that have gone bad were rated as good by the rating agencies. So, ask the man who's supposed to use, the user of the ratings, I don't think he's finding value out of it. Forget the user. Tell me, if Haryana gets a number 3 rating, does the life of the common man in Haryana become much better than probably Goa, which has got a very poor rating? Goa has a very poor rating.
Correct.
But Haryana is a far better. How did that translate into something good for the man at the ground in Haryana versus the man in Goa? Nothing.
How did it translate even into for the state in terms of investment?
It did not.
It did not at all.
And this is supposed to be ease of doing business rating. It means it's easy doing business in my state. I'm rated as number 1, 2 or 3 or 4. Why don't you come to me? But it does, the investor never went there.
Is there any rating in this world that is, to some extent or to whatever extent, authentic, which actually translate into something tangible?
I think the only rating in India is the election that comes once in 5 years, where the electorate throws out the government for a poor performance or continues it.
Correct.
So, taking that forward, ratings don't really matter in the way it is done. Because, let me take the example further. New Zealand is rated to be number 1 in terms of ease of doing business in the world. India is ranked 100. But India gets much more foreign investment than New Zealand gets. And the reason is very evident. Captive market is here.
Correct.
So there are very different reasons why investment goes into a particular area. It is completely cut off from ease of doing business. It could be like Maharashtra. Why would it be getting investment? I would want to believe is, there's a captive market here, proximity to ports so that you can export out of India. Proximity to port gets you your raw materials. There's proximity to minerals and raw materials. You have a better social infrastructure. You have a better and easy availability of skilled and unskilled labor. The entire environment is better conducive than what it is probably in Bihar for an industrialist. So investment travels in Maharashtra.
Law and order.
So because of the law and order, the man investing thinks his investment is safe. He expects to get a profit out of it. Or if something goes wrong, he expects a government reaction to protect him. So Maharashtra comes in.
But ironically, you know what, Akhilesh? Most of these rating agencies take all of these parameters into consideration, I'm told. Okay,
372 parameters is a huge number.
It could even calculate the rain, the percentage of rain, that the rainfall that the place has. But the point is, even with after all this calculation, if the rating is going so wrong, which means that the rating is manipulated.
It is very likely. I think, you know, the manipulation you're talking is, it would be something like this. Let's say if there's a rating says, in how many days, let's say in your state, you get an environmental clearance. If you say within 7 days, you get a high rating, let's say. Maybe they would just change the policy, which means next year it would be, if you apply for an environment clearance, you will get your approval in 7 days. But that's a statement. On the ground, they will not bother. So next year when they want to fill up, they'll say 7 days. And they get high marks for it. So it could be very manipulated in terms of how do you tick the box.
Lastly, tell me, what is the concept of doing business? See, doing business for an agriculturist would be very different to doing business for a manufacturer. Doing business for a manufacturer would be very different to doing business for a trader. Doing business for a trader will be very different to doing business for a retailer. Doing business is so different for different people. So, having a common parameter which says, "By you can do good business," that itself is basically there's a flaw in the concept, isn't it?
I would agree. The only thing is that for all the categories you mentioned, whether it's a trader, a manufacturer, an industrialist, an agriculturist, for all of them, I think there are these three common parameters that I would talk about. First is my investment safe where I'm investing? Like, for example, Vodafone would not want to say that their investment was safe in India, or neither would KN Energy, whose shares were just, you know, sold by the government for a very disputed tax. So is my investment safe would determine. So if I feel my investment is safe in Maharashtra versus some other state, I would prefer Maharashtra. The second thing that happens is the overall atmosphere of the state in terms of resources, people, infrastructure, conducive for me to run my business? If the answer is yes, whether I'm a trader, industrialist, manufacturer or agriculturist, I would prefer that state. And the last is, what are the chances of making profit? Now, if the first two are there, but the chances of making profit are not there, why will I go there?
Correct.
I think if these are met, investment would flow there.
No, I agree. But the point is, somewhere down the line, ease of doing business for each vertical should be different.
To
then,
yes.
Then, so the sheer concept of doing ease of doing business as one random
I would agree
statement.
With you. For example, if you are in the mining business, your ease of doing business parameters has to be highest for Jharkhand compared to any
Absolutely.
Other state because minerals
Absolutely.
Are there.
Absolutely.
So I would agree with you that Absolutely. The parameters should be different for different industries.
Absolutely. So finally, the so-called $1 million question. End of the day, is there a need to create a ranking, a rating points for ease of doing business or for profitability or for safety of investment? Is there a need of ranking? And if you were to do that ranking, what would you think should be the ideal way of going about this?
I think a ranking as a concept does help, especially for somebody who's an outsider. Like today, if I want to go and put up a manufacturing plant in Indonesia, I do want to know some benchmark, which part of Indonesia is favorable for me. So I think the concept of ranking does help. The issue is how right or wrong it is. Like, let me tell you, last year when World Bank gave us 100 ranking, that is we jumped 30 notches. Do you know they conducted surveys only in Mumbai and Delhi? Now, is Mumbai and Delhi the same as Moradabad? Is it the same as Tirupur?
Correct.
Which is where businesses are done? So the entire, you know, methodology was flawed. If the methodology is flawed, then obviously it is garbage in, garbage out. I think instead of just having these, you know, question and answers filled by the babus and the government, ask the users, ask the people of that vertical you are referring to. Ask a man who's, let's say, in the trading business, which is a state that suits you the most if everything was equal. That would be a better rating. A government babu tick in the box will not come. It will come certainly as a prejudiced rating. I mean, if the Babu doesn't get a good rating, his minister is going to pull him up.
Correct.
So, if you change the rating methodology, wherein the importance of the feedback is primarily on the ground level user, you'll get a better rating.
So, here we are. What we are trying to say with this 10 minutes of our talk is the next time when you see a rating, please figure out, please go to find out how that rating has been conducted. What was the methodology, as Akhilesh puts it, of that rating? So once you see it and you're convinced the methodology represents the market and the area that you're talking about, then that rating is right.
And then you can act on it.
Then you can act on it. Till next time, Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.